This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, man. It's hour number 4, Dukes and Bell. Abe in for Carl Dukes. We like to show it off every hour with a big hearty, hey, man. Matthew Judon says, wasn't my fault, man. Put me in a place to succeed, coach. Hear Judon make a, some would say, a feeble excuse about last year's performance. That's coming up. But I've just been informed by Day Day during the break that we have a mystery guest calling in. Now, is this related to Cardi B and Abe's total massacre of a hip-hop dating triangle?
Yeah, they actually may have a take on that.
All right. Well, who is this mystery guest? Sign in. Who is it? Day Day's being very secretive. Who is this person?
This Saints don't have a quarterback.
It is Carl Dukes.
Mike Bell. Tyler Shook is going to start for the Saints. He'll be shooking oysters in about 6 months. Are you kidding me right now? I can't believe that the Saints don't have a quarterback. Look, I'm on vacation, but I had to call in. When we talked on Saturday, I said, there's no way I can't call in and discuss this. But hold on. Let's talk about this Cardi B thing. Did y'all see that footage?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, wow, okay. Yeah. Is this where we're going right now?
Yeah, Abe had her dating Ahmad Rashad. It was really messed up. It was kind of a little off point on that. But, yeah, man, we were talking. Real quick, while I got you here, man. Yeah, we had the beat reporter from The Athletic on yesterday from New Orleans, and she was basically, yeah, I don't expect anything when it came to this team. And I told her we're not, so don't worry about that. What'd you think last night, though, at Tatum? The word came down, bro, at the Achilles. He is done.
Yeah, look, you know, Mike, and we talked about it. I think the Celtics are weak-minded, soft, but I don't wish injury upon anybody. I hate to see that for Tatum. He's one of the best players in the league. There's no debating that, but he already had surgery. Look, he's all about trying to get back as soon as he can, potentially next year. That's awful. That series is done. You and I were texting, Knicks, and I told you last week, I'm cheering for them. I'm not a fan, but, man, I want to see them finish this thing and get to a point they haven't been to in 20, 25 years or whatever it's been. That series is done. Celtics have blown 3 games, and there's no reason why I believe they're going to be able to come back. But, fellas, wait a minute. Hold on. Did I hear you say Judon was – it's not his fault? Did I hear you say that?
Yes. Judon says they dropped him out. They dropped him back in coverage 60% of the time. Now, I don't know about that. I do know, ironically, Carl, that one of the best things he did was that pass breakup against Bucky Irving down in Tampa, ironically, when he's out in the flat. But I said Judon was hard. You couldn't miss him with the red sleeves. I thought he got eaten alive by the elite tackles last year on the pass rush.
Mike, I agree. And look, it's easy to point the finger now because he's not here and he's playing the blame game. Obviously, he wants to play somewhere else. He needs another year somewhere. I don't know if anybody's going to give him a shot, but give me a break. Matthew Judon, you're better than that. They put you in position to get after the quarterback. You just weren't good enough. And so now to say, oh, it's not my fault. Weak sauce. Judon wasn't good. We've turned the page. We've got 2 young studs. Hopefully that are going to be killers. But, man, come on. Stop making excuses and just say you weren't good last year. Give me a break.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I think everybody agreed that Jimmy Lake was miscast as the DC.
He was.
But in the 3-4, I mean, you couldn't miss Judon. We were watching him because you and I joked around. We said, what's he using, an 11 technique? Is he coming off the sideline? You know what I mean? A 13 technique. He's coming all the way from the outside. Judon just couldn't get traction. production. They rolled the dice with him. It didn't work, but I still hate the fact that Vic Beasley in the old days in a 4-3 or him in a 3-4. To me, it's like you're wasting a defender when you drop him back like that sometimes.
Well, you are, but here's the deal. Like, Jalen can cover. I don't expect Pierce to be in those roles. He's going to get after it. I think you're going to see better play calling with Jeff Olbrich. Now, guys, he's got to prove it to us, but I agree with you. I think Jimmy Lake was in over his head, and we saw that. But, man, look, I'm not going to slow the show. I just had to call. I didn't get a chance to talk to you yesterday. The Saints thing had me dying with Derek Carr retiring and the parades that were throwing down there in New Orleans. I was shook. I'm killing. I love it. Hey, man, have a great day, brother. Hey, appreciate you, and everybody enjoy, man. I'll talk to y'all.
That's our man, Carl Dukes, on vacay. Again, it's only 48 hours into vacay, and he's already bored. He's got to call in a radio show.
I almost mentioned that about – he was on Twitter last night, is paying attention to not just the NBA. He was on top of what the Braves were doing. I was like, man – I mean, I know, and Day-Day knows too, when we go on cruises, you disconnect. There is no watching the Braves game and tweeting about it that night. I was like, is Carl even gone? Is he even gone?
Hey, man.
What's he doing?
He doesn't tell me. It's cryptic.
I know.
He could be in the Virgin Islands. He could be in Sandy Springs. I don't know where the dude is. But as far as...
run into him
like
in the Whole
tied
Foods,
in the sand the theme Springs. Right there. Thank you. But by the way, I just looked at Matthew Judon's game log from last year. He did actually get sacks in some important games. He had a sack in Philadelphia on an amazing come-from-behind victory. He had a sack against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football.
That's week 2 and week 19. What are we
doing? I know.
Week
18? He had 5 sacks in the season. He had a sack against Denver in a loss. That was a horrible game. And then there was games where, I mean, there was nothing. There was no tackles for loss. So, look, you look at it and you just say he didn't pass the eye test, to Carl's point. And I will give, the only slack I would give Matthew Judon is that Raheem Morris made a mistake in hiring Jimmy Lake to be the defensive coordinator. He's not an NFL defensive coordinator. Things got better when he took over, and that's why I get back to when guys say, man, you're too hard on Coach. Well, you know, Coach and I don't laugh at the same jokes, but we keep it real. We'd be respectful. I just think there were some moments that you look back and say, you're not a rookie coach. You had 3 years in the NFL. You've been in the NFL for 2 decades, and you brought a guy in that was he was in over his head. You had to take over the defense.
At least he was man enough to make the change, right, after one year and noticed that he needed to get more involved and change something. I had more issues with some of the late game stuff late in the season, and obviously we can go back to the Washington game. Those were some of the decisions. The Kirk Cousins thing still bothers me. I thought it was a clear decision that had to be made and wasn't.
Because guys, and we always joke around about, remember Nick Bakay, the old days of ESPN?
Yeah.
You know, the numbers sometimes do not tell the whole story. You held the worst offense I've ever seen with Desmond Ridder, the Vegas Raiders. It was still a one-possession game. You held them to 9 points. You held the Giants, okay, horrible, one of the worst offense in the league, to 7. So 2 games, your defense held 2 teams combined 16 points. You don't get a cookie for that. You gave up 44 freaking points to Bryce Young. You made him look like Joe Montana in the final game of the season. You know, let's be honest. You got embarrassed in Minneapolis. You know, the Denver game, Bo Nix had a career day in his young career against us. So that was all on the watch of this coaching staff. And now Jeff Olbrich comes in. As we said, it doesn't really don't get hung up, Abe. Are you hung up, by the way, 3-4, 4-3? I've always felt that like a 4-3 better with our personnel. Now this time around, it's going to be a 3-4.
Sure. Doesn't bother me either way. Just get to the guy.
You're in the nickel. I get it. You're in the nickel and or the dime
much.
The
base, yeah.
That's why some of these draft picks we picked up can be really successful in that expanded, you know, secondary package, which can be big.
I don't care what you run as long as it's effective. You could run a 1-6-4. That's too many players. No, that's the right amount. That's 11. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the formation is. Just get the job done.
Hey, man, we got a soundbite. We played some of the rookies from yesterday. Jalen Walker has been asked a lot about those comparisons with Micah Parsons. And the quote we had said, me and Micah are two separate people. Micah's Micah. I'm Jalen Walker myself. But I do emulate him in some of the ways, versatility in game. If he can do 80%, however you want to quantify, as a rookie, what Micah Parsons did, and you and I touched on it yesterday for guys who missed yesterday's show, Micah Parsons is 6'3". He's not 6'8". He's not 6'5". And I know that Jalen Walker is 6'1". So the comparison is cool because he is that dude. And I think he's actually maybe hits the ground running with even more maturity and leadership than Micah Parsons did.
Yeah, and I think no one's trying to limit Jalen Walker by any stretch. But anytime you're being compared to one of the best in the league to do it at what you're being asked to do, that's probably a good thing. You don't want to be compared to Isaiah Simmons, right, who came in out of Clemson and was supposed to be that dude and no one knew how to use him and it didn't work. Like, you don't want to be that guy. You want to be the guy that's doing it and is about to get broke off by the owner.
Hey, we were talking about this last week. So Carl just jumped in for a little cameo since Abe is filling in to get a chance to pick your brains on this. The question we had about Michael Penix Jr. last week, I posed a question saying, we all expect him to step up and have an amazing year. But, you know, just wanting things and wishing things doesn't mean they're going to happen. As our old agent, the late, great Norm, used to say, there's the world you live in and the world we want. We all want Michael Penix Jr. to look the part. I think you saw in a sample size against the Commanders, shaking off that pick, doing enough to win, looked amazing. We talked about the game against Carolina. We've only got three games to hang our hat on, but do you feel that it's a no-brainer that Michael Penix Jr. is going to ball out
No.
with Zach Robinson?
I've been crushed for this because I think we all see the potential for that is there, but three games is a real leap to just go ahead and say it's an afterthought that he's going to be that dude. I think he is going to be that dude, but to have zero concerns, zero questions, I got killed for it for a week because I put it out there. And this goes back to, by the way, the decision not to bench Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Like, it would be nice to have a five-game sample size instead of a three-game sample size. I need to see him in the preseason, Mike. I don't know how you feel about, and we've seen, obviously, Kirk didn't really play in the preseason. I don't know how you feel about ramping up the preseason. I'd like to see Penix in the preseason.
I don't know why he didn't play more. I mean, other than the argument that now we know, and it was, you know, it was pretty apparent, Kirk Cousins came here under the impression they would not be drafting a quarterback because we weren't going to be drafting a quarterback. Coach wanted Cousins from his time in D.C., supposedly, the way D-Led explained it to me. Thanks, Mike! And then the general manager fell in love with Penix. And that's great because at the end of the day, I'm glad we got Michael Penix. You know, I will die on that hill and I will argue this till I draw my last breath on the microphone that was the stupidest friggin' thing in the history of stupid decisions by this franchise. Spend that money on defense and let Penix cook. And then he's got a full year under his belt, and maybe we take some lumps. Maybe he could beat the Steelers. I don't know. Could he come from behind in Philly? Who knows? But by the end of the season, he's winning games that Cousins was losing. I think we all agree with that. But getting back to the point, I think Penix Jr. is going to be a star. I believe it. I think he's got the juice. I'm not worried about the medicals. That was one of the concerns pre-draft. But it is interesting, though, because you said you get killed about it. But I raised the point, and Abe does agree, just because we want something to happen. You know, I mean, and a guy just hit me up on Twitter saying national media is totally distant. They don't know what we got. They don't know. And Atlanta gets dissed anyway. It just is what it is. But this year, you've got to get Penix the reps. Penix has got to have halves of football. I'll never understand why Penix Jr., and as my point I was making is, they were so deferential to Cousins that they only gave him one series, which was ridiculous. Penix should have had the entire preseason. Basically, our third-string quarterback got all the juice in the preseason. It was stupid.
And a lot of people was like, oh, you can't show the fan base what Penix is all about, or they'll turn on Kirk immediately.
Then don't friggin' draft him, okay? I said to Terry the day he drafted, I said, you're going to have this controversy up the yin-yang. You know, and it was. But, of course, then in that hindsight, we realized that Kirk Cousins is pulling this nonsense, which is despicable. You know, I'm so surprised.
I don't have the disdain for Kirk. Everyone else does. He got hurt. He didn't tell the team. I can understand the reasons why. Move on.
Well, you know what, though? Then don't play that game at the Super Bowl. Because now that's disingenuous to what you're going to sit there. Again, I don't think in an NFL locker room half the team gives a crap one way or the other.
Correct.
But to sit there and go, no, I was hurt. Well, then which one was it? Because now, were you lying then or are you lying now?
Well, it's the same thing as Judon. He's trying to rebuild a market for himself.
Right.
So far, there hasn't been one, but he was trying to.
Judon doesn't have a gig, and he's basically saying, they didn't use me the right way.
Same thing.
Right. And, I don't think they used him the right way, but when they did use him the right way, he still didn't get home. So there it is. Hey, man, this hour of the show is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. A reminder, guys, 5 o'clock hour, Buffalo Wild Wings, where it's Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one, half off traditional wings at your neighborhood Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll come back. What a great game last night. It was a grinder. Kenny Powers was kicking ass. And then the little guy screwed up at shortstop. Then we got some heroics. Hear what Snit had to say. It's next on Dukes and Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, man, Grant McCauley is on a plane, so he's not able to talk to us today. Is he flying down to watch Acuna's rehab? Do we know where he's going? Is he going to pop out of the weeds?
He didn't divulge too much information. He's kind of like Carl.
Yeah, man. He's very, very secretive. Is Greg going to like pop out of like some palm trees in a pith helmet with a camera? See what Ronald looks like swinging the bat down there? Anyway, Ronald is doing that, by the way. Last night, it was a wild game. I mean, certainly it looked like everything was in the driver's seat as the Braves battled back. Let's start with a number one concern. For those scoring at home, it's cut 10 in honor of Chipper Jones for our man, the Dominator. Here's Snicker. We ended with another one of those Rizal Iglesias kind of head-scratchers. Yes, the Nick Allen error we'll get to. But again, you know, he pitches to contact. And the contact results in balls or, in some cases, walks. Guys get on base, Abe. So, I mean, look, there's nothing to do. They're not going to move off of Iglesias. We're going to have to just roll with this like we rolled with Mark Melancon and Will Smith and the good and the bad of Kenley Jansen. It's just our lot in life since Kimbrel's days.
You know, I was reading on X earlier, and Braves analyst, MLB national analyst CJ Nitkowski, former reliever, of course, had some thoughts, and he went deep into a couple of numbers in a too long didn't read post. He thinks
I'm going to tell CJ you said that next time he's on.
He, like most of Atlanta, he doesn't know who I am. So,
oh, stop it! Now you said nobody puts Abe in a corner. And by the way, we had a very tumultuous start to the show. I yelled at him. Right. I threw something at him, but we're going to break bread.
But CJ is looking at the numbers. And he thinks that Iglesias is coming back to the mound and pitching a little too quickly.
Oh,
and maybe pacing? That is, the pacing, exactly.
So what the hell is Kranitz watching? Well, stop spitting sunflower seeds. Get your butt out there and fix it. That's why I worry about these coaches we've got, these instructors. What are you doing? Instruct.
Well, someone needs to instruct a couple of guys on offense. Ozzie Albies certainly is struggling.
You mean the hitting instructor that was fired and replaced by another one?
Who? I don't care who it is, to be honest. Right. I don't care if it's a fish comes to Ozzie at night. You know, he's got the aquariums and likes fish. If fish comes to him in a dream, I don't care what it is. We got to get him going. We've seen Verdugo get going again last night. It's one of the big reasons you're able to win this one. By the way, what is it? 5 straight one-run games? 6 straight one-run games?
Right.
Whatever it is.
It's insane. 5 in a row now for the Bravos. They've had a ton of this pressure kind of situation.
I joked about it. It was a joke, I promise. You got to get back to 500 tonight against Mike Soroka. Like, it's just too much. It's too much for me, Mike, if you can't beat the Nationals twice in a row, including Mike Soroka, who's 0-2 with a 7-something ERA, to get back to 500. You're 0-5 already this year when having the opportunity to get to 500. It's got to happen tonight. Yeah. It has to.
The team, remember, guys, famously we talked about the other day, 2021 World Series. We didn't get to 500 until, you know, August 5th. But you just got a feeling this team is going to go places. Whether it's Acuna, one thing for certain, they just don't hit. That's why I threw out the cockamamie idea of putting Drake Baldwin in the outfield once in a while. Just get that bat in the lineup. And Grant said that's not happening. But here's Snicker on one of the more interesting aspects of the game. You get the big fly from Ozuna. They scramble. They take the lead. And then everybody's favorite little guy, we later found out, it is Brett Boone's son-in-law, Nick Allen, fixing Felix with the goof. Here's the skipper on the whole situation.
It's great. He's a ball player. You know, it's a tough play because he's range. You know, he's such a rangy kid that he's going to get to a lot of those balls. And then, you know, sometimes in the transfer, it doesn't work good. And you got a kid that can run that hit it too. So, I'm just glad we picked it up and won the game. You know what I mean? Because he helped us win the game with the sacrifice bunt.
He did do that. I mean, that plucky guy can't hit a home run. And I like Nick Allen. It's a hell of a story. I mean, he reminds me of Freddie Patek. But, I mean, this guy, that was a butcher job last night. That was a double clutch, and he choked on everything. He knew he had a fast runner, too.
I know Snit's, like, getting behind his guys and trying to play defense here a little bit, Mike. But let's stop pretending that this was some outer edge of his range play. Like, he kind of scuffled two steps, and he lost the ball and double pumped. And that's it happened. The Braves won, so we don't have to focus too much on it. But look, let's not make the play what it wasn't. It wasn't some gold glove worthy affair.
No.
That's what Michael Harris did.
And let's get to that. Here's Snicker talking about the unbelievable catch, kind of like a Willie Mays meets a Ken Griffey Jr. Because, pow, he hit that wall with a pretty good head of speed, and it was unbelievable.
Amazing catch. I asked him coming in. I was like, my God. And he said, you know, and he does. He practices that in batting practice. And he almost made another highlight film. Yeah, that ball in the gap. I thought he was going to run it down. But that's amazing how he can kind of keep it in his gait and everything. His eyes aren't bouncing or whatever, and the coordination to catch those balls is phenomenal.
I thought it was the best catch of his career. And again, maybe I was prisoner of the moment. I go back to that double play they turned in game two against the Phillies, right? He had to go way back and kind of bang off the wall, make the throw and all that to end the game. I know people maybe pinpointed that one. Ed on Twitter yelled at me and told me I was definitely a prisoner of the moment. What am I talking about?
Right.
It was an incredible catch, Mike. And I'm not trying to say it's the greatest catch in the history of baseball. That may have been one of the best catches I've ever seen while watching live. Like, not on a highlight, not on a replay, but just sitting there watching. Because he's going back. It looked like he lost it and didn't know where it was. He refines it like a receiver over the shoulder, bangs in the wall, and has that reaction. It was awesome.
Pretty amazing stuff. And then, of course, last night, the one guy that's always bankable, the big bear, who am I? Ozuna from the Braves.
Ozuna attacks that. Left center, kiss it goodbye. A big fly for the big bear. 3-1.
Our man Brandon Gaudin right there on FanDuel Sports. Frenchie in the booth last night. And then finally, let's hear Verdugo, or as I like to call him, Canelo Verdugo, with the game winner.
Ground ball up the middle. Here comes Eli White. And the Cardiac Kids find a way.
Yeah, man, if you had told me they're going to win that game, because I got so distraught. I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
Yeah.
Nick Allen had not committed an error all season. And then that happened. But then the Braves rally in the bottom. And look, Iglesias, as we said earlier, who are you going to go with? Who's going to do it? You, Pierce Johnson. You, Deisbel Hernandez. I mean, Snicker is never going to come off Iglesias until maybe if it continues to scuffle like this, AA will have to trade for somebody. But you got half of Major League Baseball doesn't have a good closer or a closer who's struggling.
I will say this. Deisbel Hernandez with that slider and the fastball that does touch 99, he has the tools.
I'm not making
a change myself. Yeah. But he does have the tools, and I know Pierce Johnson came off of what was nearly an extended perfect game. All the batters in a row that he had gotten out, he finally gave up one the other day. I was with you, man. Like, I was sitting there, it was like, all right, I can't believe, one, that they're going to blow it, but in the manner in which it will be blown.
Right.
So thankful that that's not what we had to lead off today's show with. Instead, it's a walk-off.
Right. And Soroka going tonight. You like your chances. What'd you say? His ERA is like a Christmas tree
right
now?
7 and change, yeah.
So we'll see. But they're trying to get to that 500 mark. Yeah, last night was just, you know, as I said, Iglesias, But it's been, we've been living like this for years with the Braves. We just don't have – and there's only so many guys that have that heat. He did get to 96 on a couple of those pitches at the end, so he was bringing some heat to get out of the inning.
How much of it is us being spoiled, like as Braves fans from closers past? Yeah. Like between Smoltz, I'm going way back.
When Wohlers was Wohlers good before, yeah, Smoltz, before, yeah.
But then you had, what, 8 years of Kimbrell, yeah. Whatever, 7 years of Kimbrell being had, the best in baseball?
Like, when I got here, it was Kerry Leitenberg after Rocker.
Well, that's not very good. Rocker, I mean, was great, though. Yeah, that,
but Rocker, yeah. I mean, Rocker, I mean, if you don't like Rocker for his personal conversation choices, Rocker aside, that's as what you pitcher. Want. A lefty throwing 99 mile an hour smoke.
Yeah.
That's hard to find, man.
Were we just spoiled for a decent stretch of closers, yes. And now Kimbrel, that's coming back a little bit?
Kimbrell was the guy. Kenley Jansen was a little schizophrenic, but at the end of the day, still better than average. Last year, even though Iglesias drove you crazy percentage-wise, he was better than average.
Right.
It just, you know, you just want to see, you know, we all want, as I said to you yesterday, all want Mariano Rivera. You want a guy coming out with a cutter you can't hit.
By the way, this team is not built to win games one run at a time every single night. The whole point of everything we've done contract-wise and a player-wise and who we've lined up is to win a couple easy ones. Can we get that one as
again,
well?
This team is built like the old Orioles with Earl Weaver. That's Bobby Cox baseball. That's Snicker. It's three-run homer and good pitching. Pitching
we haven't hit a three-run
homer. The pitching has been there. A good job, by the way, by Kenny Powers last night. Grant Holmes was solid, and the bullpen after him. By the way, the biggest story today, if you're just getting in the car for Major League Baseball, we'll talk with Grant about it tomorrow. Historic decision. Rob Manfred of Major League Baseball removing the ineligible list, the lifetime ban. Because they're dead, of course, for Shoeless Joe Jackson, Pete Rose, and others. But now, and we got into the nuts and bolts of it, there is a committee, of which Dave O'Brien is on, by the way, but I don't know if he'll still be on it in 27. The earliest that they would meet and that Pete Rose would get into Cooperstown or his family would accept it would be 2028. That's summer for Pete Rose. And wouldn't that be something? If you want to let him twist in the wind, I know it's a lot of folks say it's a cardinal rule. He broke it, so he never got in while he was alive. I thought at some point they were going to let him get in. Hey, man, that's the biggest story today, baseball. As we'll come back, the other story is the Celtics on the brink, and Jason Tatum gets the final word, and it's bad news. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dramatic moment last night at the Garden. Matter of fact, let's play some of that audio because you get a steal and you get a guy hitting the deck, and it just didn't pass the eye test. It just looked awful. And I don't think, you know, well, Knicks fans are animals, but I don't think most fans would want to win that way. You want to have your other team take, you know what? I'm just saying, Abe, you want the other team have its best
throw
pieces?
It out of bounds like it's soccer and then wait?
Well, no, not like that. I mean, no, you're still going to take it to the rack and flush it, but here's what it sounded like live.
You know, I never want to see a player get hurt.
I think that was Thibodeau. But yeah, I want to hear the actual play-by-play as it went down, because I think Ananobi took it to the rack when you had to. Was it Jaylen Brown that turned it over, technically? Yeah, here's how it sounded.
Tatum, right elbow, over to Brown, dropped it, picked up by Ananobi. He's got a clear lane for a jam, and he'll throw it down. 113-104 New York with 3 minutes left. Tatum is down and hurt. He's calling timeout.
To be fair, where Tatum went down was behind where Ananobi got the ball, so he probably didn't know. But, they, right. I mean, they're you can't, with the NBA, you can't take every guy that flops on the floor as a serious injury. But obviously, right. it was, and you could tell pretty much immediately. I don't know how you felt watching Tatum, but, like, he is very clear distraught.
Right.
Well, you just saw, knew it was something.
Yeah. You the body language for a guy. Remember, like, famously when Paul Pierce gets rolled off the floor, you know, it looked ridiculous. I just can't believe how just brutal the internet can be, because immediately people are like, even when he gets injured, he's got to imitate someone. I'm like, that's what you take time to put that? I mean, here's a guy who's one of the top 1% of athletes on the friggin' planet. And I know that we've questioned sometimes his toughness, but I mean, Abe, some of the stuff you see, I mean, what? I know social media is a freaking cesspool.
What's he supposed to do? Walk it off because Pierce took a wheelchair?
Like, no, I mean, exactly.
You have to walk
so, I mean, Kobe, I mean, again, the guy can't move. And if Kobe was able to limp off the floor, Kobe's also Kobe, for crying out loud. He's the Mamba. But either way, word comes down from the Celtics that he's done for the season with that Achilles injury. And now, if you're the Celtics, Jaylen Brown's going to have to be a one-man gang. And Porzingis says to not suck. And everybody else, all hands on deck. You know, and White's got to be consistent for four quarters as well.
Yeah, they still have if you're honest, they still have a tough enough roster to battle through and pick up this series win. Now, the question becomes, you know, can they push through past the Eastern Conference Finals if they were to get that far? And how well would they do in the finals if they were to reach it?
Yeah, first things first, they got to shut down Jalen Brunson in the second half, because that guy is an absolute madman after the halftime whistle. And they've had leads even last night. My dad texted me, like, great end to the first quarter for the Celtics, and that's when they kind of bubbled out and had their first significant advantage. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, the past couple of games, I have no reason to believe they're going to hold on to it, and they certainly didn't. And could you believe, Mike, when the Knicks got up, like, 7 points, whatever it was, they're, like, largest lead of the series. I'm like, it's like one possession. What are we talking about here? That's right. How close it really has been. They've had the guys that have finished, though. And whether it was Mikal Bridges yesterday, but certainly Jaylen Brunson, they have had guys down the stretch that are making – shots, and they have been unable to be defended, and it's won them games. Josh Hart, too.
But again, Brunson last night, Robinson with the rebounds, everything seeming to work together, Hart, the whole shebang. But last night, to have Brunson, they were winning. They won those two in Boston without having Brunson have that explosive superstar night, going for 39. Tatum was on 42 when he exits the game. The other thing last night is the Warriors do fall to the Thunder. It was a closer game than I think most people expected.
Right.
But, of course, it's no Steph Curry. And, by the way, we looked at the Achilles earlier. Kobe got one late in his career, only played 3 more years after that. Durant was younger in his career. But certainly, if you're Tatum, you're waiting to see it, only 27 to be 28, how he bounces back from the injury.
Yeah, it's tough. Dame Lillard also dealing with one. And so you'll kind of be able to play off of each other in terms of, I'm sure they'll communicate, but their timeline and when Dame comes back, and hopefully Tatum not too long after that. You talked about the Warriors, though. Steph Curry with that hamstring, kind of have to go now. I don't know when he's ready or how limited he is, but you were hoping maybe playoff Jimmy and the psychopath that is Draymond Green could find a way to get you one.
Right.
That didn't happen, and it's all hands on deck now, down 3-1.
What was Draymond's line? Let's say they were due for a good shooting night. See, the thing with Draymond, look, I understand the shtick. He wants to be Charles Barkley. He's just not as charismatic. He's just not as likable. I mean, he does the podcast, and he puts it out there, and he's building his brand the way you're going to do for life after basketball. But he's still got a long – the gap between where Charles Barkley is and where Draymond Green, it's an ocean. And he's got to learn – I'm not saying you got to humble yourself, but there's a way to say some of the things and promote it and present it and be self-effacing and have fun with it. And Draymond doesn't have the charismatic nature that Charles has, or he's not as clever as Charles, to be honest, just yet.
Yeah, I jokingly with Dom the other day, I was saying that had I been someone in the NBA during this era with Draymond, I would have had it in a Draymond Green account.
Right.
And that would have been money specifically set aside for any time he popped off at the mouth
right.
with me.
And last night, of course, the big story in the NBA was, other than that, what happened was happened before the game with the NBA draft lottery. And we find out that, wow, the team that trades one of the top five players to the Lakers gets one of the next big things in the league. Shocking. With a 1.8% chance. You got the sound? Here's what it sounded like as you hear people go in the room.
The number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
I mean, excuse me? So Abe and I started the program, everybody and their uncle. It's not just like crackpots on radio or folks, you know, from mymomsbasement.com. You've got like people in the sports world going, this is a hell of a coinkadink. I mean, and now I want to see proof. This is where, as Abe said to me off the air, and my dad used to joke right about it too, nobody can keep a secret.
Yeah.
And in 2025, good luck having a conspiracy. That's why I always crack up when people think there's all these, you know, forces behind the scenes. But, I mean, it is curious, though, that a top four market,
yep,
and with Luka and everything they went through, and so you could see some people out there who see the Tim Donahue's of the world, who think the frozen envelope the Knicks got in 84 or 85, think that somehow there was a quid pro quo with Adam Silver in the NBA going, hey, man, let's get Luka over to LeBron. Let's get one more last run out of LeBron the next couple of years. We'll get you that first pick. I mean, I can understand where some people would put the two and two together and get five.
The problem with all this discussion here is it's just not a big leap, right? Like some conspiracies, you really got to work hard to get to where you want to go. This is not a big leap.
No, and the thing that's so funny about it is if you go, like in the old days, the accounting firm of Deloitte and Touche is Deloitte, then it was Deloitte and Touche, or it's Ernst & Young. Go look at Ernst & Young's record. Everybody's in cahoots. You know, the documentaries I've watched on the 2008 stock market crash, you know, everybody was in on it.
Right.
And, like, you know, you had everyone, you know, the accounting firm fudges the information. Standard & Poor's fudges the rating. Now, all this nonsense continues, and nobody checks it. So how am I supposed to believe anything is supposed to be, oh, no, they're above board when it comes to how we handle the ping pong balls and how this plays out. I mean, I said it to start the show with Abe. We live in a world now where everyone's so jaded about institutions, from college football to, you know, the government, everything else, you name it, things we banked on. Now you just don't trust anymore.
Well, and now you're in a situation for Nico Harrison, who I still believe made one of the dumbest trades in NBA history. And now it plays itself out to where he's on a borderline lifetime contract because he essentially turned it into AD and Cooper Flagg. And it's a wild turn of events there, but I don't know. It's happened so many times. I mean, you can circle the situations and you go back to the Knicks. You go back to Cleveland getting LeBron. You go back to Cleveland getting Kyrie when LeBron left. You go back to New Orleans getting Zion when Anthony Davis left. There's a lot of you got that crazy man who's got the wall in their house and they're connecting dots with yarn. It's like just four straight lines. It's not even
like Charlie on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's not that befuddling.
No, I mean, that's why, I mean, you could see people say it. Now, the one thing, though, that is interesting is had there actually the fix been in, like the Knicks, if you believe the Knicks got it with Patrick Ewing and Dave DeBusschere, of course, yes, and then David Stern was fishing around for a frozen envelope, even though I think it was Deloitte at the time, I believe it was Deloitte, had just done a huge, huge accounting of Gulf and Western, who owned the Knicks, and so everyone was saying, well, that's, you know, not too hard to figure that one out. One hand washes the other. But the thing about if there was a draft manipulation by the league, then Rick Pitino and the Celtics would have gotten Tim Duncan because the Celtics are a blue chip, and you never would have allowed the Celtics to have 20 years of lean years, right, Abe? Because the Celtics banked on the lottery twice and lost.
Well, isn't that part of the conversation here, though? I mean, you're talking about some of these top media markets that and they can't have a lack of interest.
Right. I mean, D.C., I know that there are Bullets fans. I joked around. My old company up in Washington had season tickets. Nobody wanted them.
I used to sit
like two rows off the floor to watch the Bullets. Now, granted, they were horrible. Gugliotta and Never Nervous Purvis and Rex Chapman. That's some bad basketball. But anyway, sorry, Googs. Googs lives in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I lived there for 6 years in D.C. That's not a basketball town. That's a hockey town, believe it or not.
When I say neighborhood, I mean over here in Buckhead. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean Commanders, too. But that's a hockey town, and you see what the Capitals are doing. Or, well,
right.
We're doing. They're about to be bounced, too. But, yeah, it's quite a coincidence, and I'll be honest, it's quite a small percentage of likelihood. I mean, it's... Right. It's
but
tight.
But in a league where you just feel, and the NBA, you just don't trust them, you know? And like, this is not one of those people that don't like Clay Travis who doesn't like the NBA and just always wants to crap on it. But I mean, sometimes they make it hard because like last night, Cat gets three fouls on him, right? I mean, all of a sudden, some things can be so quickly manipulated and the flow of a game goes out the window. The refs have such a bigger influence than anything else, arguably in any other sport other than maybe balls and strikes.
It also benefit, like the idea, like let's say this were a conspiracy and they did rig it. It benefits so many different parties. It
Correct.
Obviously benefits Cooper Flagg, but it benefits Dallas, a team that has, again, the fourth largest media market. It benefits the league because it's another contender potentially
right.
in the West. And
you don't want to stick Larry Bird in Sacramento,
well, but,
right? That's the thing.
That's what I was going to say.
If Cooper Flagg is that good.
Who does it hurt, right? Who does this hurt? Charlotte, I guess, right? Because they were one of the teams, and I forget who the other teams were, but like – it's these teams no one cares about.
76ers.
The 76ers, yeah. Sure, but they're still figuring their stuff out.
And right.
I mean, it just
well,
the
Hornets
that get hurt.
The
no
Hornets,
one cares.
The Hornets, the Sixers. Who else were the ones that had the greatest odds to get?
Jazz and Washington, right. Utah, and again, they're
irrelevant. You don't want another superstar west of the Rockies because it just screws. I mean, the majority of America lives over on our side of the Rockies and our side of the Mississippi, so you want people to watch this stuff in primetime to the point. So it is interesting. And then just final note on the NBA, when you see Greenberg on ESPN, like, oh, no, the NFL should have it. Please, stop, okay? NFL's fine, okay? We're good, okay? Indianapolis Colts, New Orleans Saints from small markets can win a Super Bowl. Okay, Oklahoma City Thunder can get there, but still, it's the big dogs that are spending in the luxury tax. Those are the guys that are winning championships in the NBA.
Also, nothing has stopped teams from tanking. Like, whether there's a draft lottery or not, teams still tank. We saw the Houston Astros tank for multiple years, rack up a bunch of World Series titles 4 years after that. We've seen NBA.
I just don't want to get a lecture from Greenberg, but ESPN, his paycheck's getting cashed by the NBA, in essence, you know, with that contract. So please, come on. Please, it's crazy talk. Hey, man, we got to get out. Man, you and I are rolling, man.
Yeah.
Another hour. Is it Chris coming up next, brother? Ready to rock and roll? We're going to go get a burger, man. You want to go to Holman and Finch?
I do.
All right.
I get to disgust you by not eating carbs, though. So.
Yeah, you're not going to Holman and Finch and not having bread, okay? Let's just stop that right now, okay? Just table that diet crap for at least one meal. I don't want to hear that nonsense.
A lettuce wrap, please.
On this note, let's go clear our throats and get the heck out of Dodge. All right, big man, what's on the show tomorrow, Day-Day? Who's coming on our airwaves?
Well, we're with the NFL, I should say, schedule release set for tomorrow evening. We're going to talk with Miss One, Cynthia Freeland. Yeah, I had to look at Dog.
Don't look at me, Joe. You booked it, coach.
I know, right? And, of course, Grant.
Cindy Crawford. Cindy Crawford's coming on the show tomorrow. No, it's another person from NFL Network. All right, Abe, clear your throat, brother.
Hey, look, I know I made some jokes about it, but the Braves are getting back to .500 tonight. It has to happen. They are failed 0-5 in games that can get them back to .500. Mm. They can beat up on Mike Soroka. We might actually not play in a one-run game tonight. Braves. .500 when I talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, baby. It's us in Berlin. Yeah, it's going to be Germany for the Colts and the Falcons. We talked a lot about it yesterday, and it was confirmed today. We'll get more of those international schedule releases tonight, and then tomorrow the schedule will leak and drop for the Falcons. So here's the deal. Abe and I spent like a half hour today online. Woo! I mean, I can go to Lufthansa and fly to JFK and then to Frankfurt. I thought Berlin was the frigging capital of Germany back in the day. How is it so hard to get to Berlin? The first class ticket was about 10 grand.
I'll be in the class that Leo took on the Titanic.
Yeah, I mean, I might just call UPS and poke some holes in the box and ship me that way. Just give me a couple, bags of pork rinds and some straw in the bottom of the box and ship my ass to Germany. Delta, Ed Bashy, can we get some? We need some specific flights for this one for Falcon fans. It's going to be a blast. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If we don't,
you'll be hit by a flying pen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going
down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.